Orlim. Det var en local Orlim vote Lisa.
Okay, so Baruch Hashem, the shul has a lot of dentists and a lot of kids with braces and all, and there are all sorts of things in the mouth besides your tongue and teeth. So the question is, let's say you have the question was asked, a crown, a gold crown. Rav Zalman wrote a letter to Chazon Ish, and when he was young, and he asked him about, he had gold crowns on his teeth. That's metal, right? Gold is metal. Gold crowns is metal. They're not solid gold, I assume. They're not solid gold. Anyway, so it's boleya. I mean, teeth are not boleya. Teeth is made out of enamel, right? Mm-hmm. Teeth, and enamel is assumed not to be boleya. And bechlal, the goof is not something that's boleya, that absorbs food in that sense of blia and plita. So teeth, you know, the question is, when you eat hot food, assuming perhaps it's Yad Soledes, and then you eat hot food on Pesach. So the question is, it's a problem. So teeth is not a problem. But the question is, the question was asked about the gold crown. And the question extends to, I have here a list here, fillings, implants, braces, and bridges. They're all metal? Okay. So if they're metal, l'chayr, it's a problem. What? Which is mamish, you can't even put it into a hagala. You can't even do hagala then. So the question is, so the gabi bosel b'cholov, what's dentures made out of? Dentures was always a problem. What?
It's a
plastic. So I don't know. They're always making the gabi bosel b'cholov, which was always more kal. And Pesach though, there were shitas that you have to do iri rishon over your dentures, but at least you can take them out of your mouth before you do it. No? I mean, when I grew up, there was always these funny teeth in the cup and the.
But if you soak it in hot water, you'll deform them.
Yeah, so it's a problem. Anyway, so what Rav Zalman, when he was young, finally came up with, after discussing this back and forth and different things, is that, based on a Chassam Sofer, is that you can nem on that because of all the things going on in your mouth, this natural heat of the body and the juices and the different chemical reactions, so it's blibes pogum. Every time that's nivla, any time that would be nivla into anything that's inside your mouth, because of all the things that are going on in your mouth and all the bacteria and the digestive juices and whatever it's called, the saliva, it's all called pogum, and therefore you could, and in such a case, you could lechatchila just nem on its pogum, and so therefore people are, I don't know, like maybe, I mean, you could always say it's probably not Yad Soledes if you're eating anything, even though some people like, let's say, like their soup piping hot, and it's for sure Yad Soledes, and they certainly eat soup. So for 24 hours, Dr. Stern and all the other doctors here, Dr. Katz, Kayan, I should say his name first, whoever else practices here in Mount Beit Shemesh, they'll tell you for 24 hours before the Zman Isra Achilas Chometz, Yutaka should not be eating Yad Soledes Chometz. So Taka, 24 hours, plus the cheshbon that it's always pogum, so that's why just clean it well. I'm sure the doctor, the dentist here get a lot of customers before Pesach, asking them to clean it for them well, like you have a car wash before Pesach, you get a mouthwash. They say, clean my mouth well. I'm sure that happens, which is good, And so that's, but it was a problem, and dentures were always a problem. But the bottom line, lemaisa, is clean it well, and taka within 24 hours, don't be eating hot chametz, and that's the, so to speak, the heter, why it's not ultimately a problem. Okay.